They're on, they're off, they're talking, they're not. That's the ever-shifting situation with budget talks between Governor Whitmer and the Republican legislative leaders seeking a path toward resolving the governor's nearly $1 billion in budget vetoes. Earlier today, it looked like the sides were close to a deal, but then, plot twist, Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta, walk us through the ins and outs of this day.
This morning it seemed like they might be close, that there were some bargains on the table to restoring these budget actions. I mean, they total roughly $1 billion, and trying to get the budget back on track. The people who were feeling some anxiety over the cuts that were coming, we're talking about rural hospitals, money that goes to local sheriff's departments for road patrols, some funding for autism services and other human services. The list goes on. And no one's really happy with this. Republicans aren't happy with it because it affects a lot of their districts and they're feeling like the governor's trying to push them around. The governor isn't happy with this, and she says she wants to bargain to restore, you know, these cuts. And she said that they were close enough that this could be dealt with quickly.
If the legislature wants to get that done into my desk, it can be just a matter of hours at this point.
Okay, so that's promising. Then what happened?
Well, she said it could be done in a matter of hours, and she may be right, but there's this discussion among Republicans as to what it would take to ensure that the governor keeps her word.
The majority leader cannot rely upon the governor making a promise.
And that's Amber McCann. She's the press secretary for State Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey, a Republican. He and House Speaker Lee Chatfield, also a Republican, have been in negotiations with the governor on what some of us are calling Budget 2.0, the new version that restores a lot of these cuts and maybe restores some modicum of trust between the governor's office and Republicans in the legislature. Everybody is saying they're close, they're close, they're close. And then we found out they might be close, but they're not there yet.
And what is the big stumbling block, Rick?
The big stumbling block, and a warning, it's technical, is what it would take, what mechanism would it take for everyone to agree that this is a bargain and that this is a bargain that everyone would stick to. I mean, you might remember that the governor turned to the state administrative board. It's made up of members of her cabinet as well as some other elected officials. Right now, they're all Democrats who did funding shifts after she did some budget vetoes. And Republicans said, well, This may be legal, but this isn't what we signed up for. And so now they want some assurances that there won't be a repeat of that. And they want them enacted in a state law, a bill that would be adopted by the legislature, by the House and by the Senate. And Governor Whitmer would have to sign it. And that would mean that there would be consequences if she tried to do that again. And the governor's response thus far and continuing is that she's willing to do lots of things. She's willing to hold a press conference. She's willing to issue a letter, that she's willing to, you know, turn to all kinds of public assurances that this wouldn't happen again. And the Republican, at least the Senate Republican response to date is that's not good enough. We want consequences. We want a state law.
And so they want to somewhat curb her powers to shuffle that money around. Meantime, the clock is thundering, isn't it, before lawmakers are going to be gone for a while?
There will be a deer hunting break that's coming soon, but the Senate will be around for a little while longer before the winter break begins, before the winter holidays. But there's still just this standoff. And even though they're very, very close, it's just like anyone who watches a football game knows, it's that final yard that can be the toughest to get things across the goal line.
Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta. As always, Rick, thank you.
As always, a pleasure.